Israel Finance Minister Yuval Steinitz has stated that Israel would withhold the tax revenues that it collects on behalf of the Palestinian Authority. This move came after the Palestinian Authority's successful bid for upgraded UN status, which Steinitz described as a provocation.
I think this is part of the pressure that the Israeli government tries to put in the Palestinians after the recognition of the non-member state for Palestinians. And I don't think that the Israeli government could hold that and could succeed to continue putting that pressure.
The Palestinian Authority uses its collected tax revenues largely in paying salaries for public servants as well as other employees. Experts warn that this Israeli move could fiscally hurt the Palestinian Authority, which is already deep in a financial crisis.
Any kind of measures that affect the budget of the Palestinian National Authority affect Palestine's ability to carry out its responsibilities towards its citizens, including, for example, the salaries of the civil servants, will no doubt have a very heavy and very strong impact on the Palestinian economy, which is already struggling.
The process in which Israel collects the Palestinian tax revenue is dictated in the Protocol on Economic Relations, better known as the Paris Protocol, which supposedly governs economic relations between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. Numerous Palestinian economists believe that new agreements should be signed after Palestinian statehood.
But Paris Protocol wouldn't be a suitable agreement in the new circumstances, simply because Paris Protocol was made under a self-determination or self-government, which did not give the Palestinians the rights or even margin to maneuver as to the management of the economy. And the Palestinians have lost a lot because of that Paris Protocol.
The Paris Protocol was signed on the 4th of May 1994 and is an annex to the Oslo II Accords. Observers stated that the withholding of the PA's tax revenues by Israel has become a worn-out pressure point for political leverage. They said that this Israeli decision, along with the recent approval of 3,000 settlement units, were expected after Palestine's upgraded status. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Albira.